Somewhere deep in the Buccaneer, there was an explosion. Then another. The ship began to tremble and shake, and suddenly, Sally realised. She turned and stumbled across the shaking deck, heading for the nearest airlock. Elvis was struggling to connect his breastplate. Smithers had been quicker. He was an engineer. He already had his plates back in place and was tightening the last few screws.
"Help me, will you?"
Elvis croaked. The whole ship was creaking and shaking.
"I need to offline,"
Smithers grated.
"Losing speech and motive power."
His voice faded, and he stood absolutely still, waiting for the water in his systems to reach boiling point. Elvis, too, was frozen in position. His hand shuddered as he tried desperately to make the last few connections, but as the ship heaved and buckled, he realised it would do no good. The systems the doctor had brought back online were failing, catastrophically. The hull was being ripped apart as the fuel lines and control linkages built into its very fabric fractured and exploded. The Buccaneer was tearing itself apart around them.
"Why am I the only one without a box?" Jim wanted to know. "McCafferty has his chest, Kevin's got the casket, and now you two have that blue box."
The escape pod was identical to the one they had used to reach the Buccaneer, except for the large blue box standing in the middle of it. The doctor patted the side of the box affectionately.
"Locked us out again," he said.
"Still, once we head back out of the Zeg, we should be okay." Outside, as the pod detached from the Venture and floated gently away, the whole of the Buccaneer was coming apart.
"Look, there's Elvis," Jim said, pointing. "And Smithers."
The two robots were twisting and turning in among the debris. Elvis seemed rigid as a statue as he floated clear of the ship. But Smithers was heading straight for the pod, propelled by bursts of steam from his legs.
"Ah, we don't need to worry about them," the doctor announced. "We can leave them to the local wildlife."
As he spoke, a Krark appeared from behind the pod, powering into Smithers.
"Dinner time," the doctor said quietly.
"Well, that's that then."
"Not quite," McCavity said. "I gave you an ultimatum, Doctor, and it still stands. Operate the resurrection casket for me, or you die."
The doctor sighed. "Oh, not that black shadow nonsense again. I won't let you pass me a cursed piece of paper this time, you know."
"No."
Somehow, McCavity seemed to find that funny.
"Excuse me, Doctor,"
Kevin said.
"But I think you'll find he's already put it in your coat pocket. Sorry."